What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Lev First Show. It's a beautiful Tuesday here. It's a might be a Sunday if you're listening on the Patreon. You can listen ad-free to this episode, and you can support the show at patreon.com/LevFur. I almost forgot my own fucking link. But yeah, I'm very excited to do this episode. Got a great guest today, recommended by a friend. I was just a little background here. I started, instead of watching porn, I've like wanted to cut back on porn lately.
Yeah.
So I started watching, I just randomly stumbled upon like cam sites, you know, because I had a friend back in the day who was like, you know, I'm actually really enjoying these like cam sites instead of watching porn. It's like interactive, you know, and I didn't think anything of it. And lately that's been like the only thing I've been watching instead of porn, because in my stupid brain, I somehow think it's healthier to like, because in my head, it's like I've switched to Diet Coke now. You know what I mean? But I'm so I'm like watching these chicks and I'm so fascinated by this world of girls who do this as a job, just people who do this as a gig, that I wanted to have somebody on who could give us a little fucking insight. So we got a very hot gal who's in the industry who, you know, does this as a job. We're going to fucking dive deep. Autumn, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. If the viewers are anything like me, if I was listening to this episode, I would want to know exactly what you look like immediately.
Yeah, I know.
So you can check her out on Twitter or at OnlyFans.com. It's her name on there is Autumn Cherie X, AutumnCherieX. You know, I would, that because there's no way I would listen to this episode and I'd be like, all right, what does this girl look like? I gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've actually listened to a podcast before, like maybe before I started this, and it was an anonymous podcast, and I was like, I want to know what she looks like the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
No, so, but I kind of like the anonymous aspect too, but.
Well, it's kind of like your whole job like kind of has to be anonymous in a way, because I would think, what, like 99% of girls use a fake name?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's kind of rare if you run into a girl who doesn't use like an alias, but
don't you immediately think like, this girl's crazy? Like,
no, I mean, I guess so. I think honestly for me, the way that I got my name is like, I have multiple personalities, not like multiple personalities, but I have like alter egos sometimes that like I connect with. So I kind of channel like an alter ego sometimes. And I think that.
Is that like the confident, sexy like character that.
Yeah, that's Autumn. But yeah, I think some people, once you get to a certain point, you can, but most part.
I have, you know, it's funny. This is maybe the first, we've done a lot of episodes of this podcast. This is the first one I think I've written down questions for.
Oh, really? That's super cool.
Right. Like, I'm genuinely so curious.
Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's get into it. How did this start out? Because here's my assumption. I feel like cams and like cam girls, and those of you who don't know, like cam sites are, there's like a ton of these sites where people just stream from their fucking webcams, like, you know, and they're either like masturbating or slowly undressing, stripping. It could be anything. They could be having sex with it as a couple. Whatever you want, you could fucking find it. And like guys watch and tip based on what they're seeing, and they tip these like tokens, but it's like a big fucking thing. But I assume a lot more girls are doing it right now because strip clubs are closed.
Exactly. That's actually a really good point. So I started my whole career like as a webcam model. And I started, I'm pretty new still. So I'm finishing my first year starting as like a full-time webcam model.
Yeah.
And it was crazy seeing the transition from before the actual lockdown to seeing how many people did start becoming models on these platforms.
And that's worse for you, right? Because it's like, now there's more competition out here.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been like a really like challenging year, but I think like starting a pandemic, it's kind of like a good place to start learning, almost like knowing the competition out there. It's it's really nice.
Well, yeah, I told everybody, you know, pick up a hobby in this quarantine.
There you go. Like... yeah, mine is masturbating on cameras.
So. Yeah, for me, it was guitar, you know, but.
Yeah, oh, guitar school.
I think honestly, my guitar playing is slightly more embarrassing, but.
Is it electric guitar? Or...
Yeah. But they're not fucking here for guitar, Autumn. But no, so you started out, now you stream on a website called My Free Cams. This is a popular one. Now, I don't think I've ever watched on that site, but what made you decide to go there instead of like other sites? Was it just like they take a lower percentage?
No, I think it was more, so MSC is really known for having more like cisgender like women or it's
right,
just
what
like
does that
all,
mean
just basically like a it's only females. There's some platforms where it could be like couples, like you can't have any boys. Like live camera on the platform that I use, or like
okay,
you know, like trans community or anything like that. So that's, and then also
so
like
what you're saying
like
is you're full of hate.
Huh?
You're full of hate for other people. You just want
more for just like being, I don't know, because I used to watch like some of the couples like on Chatterbait and stuff like that, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I think like for me, like MFC, I was just like, when I first started really watching webcams before I started, you know, which was probably when I was like 19.
Right.
And I was just like fascinated. And I was like, oh, but they all used MFC. So I was like mostly familiar with just already seeing it on my like Twitter feed.
Right.
So yeah, I really was like, okay, I've already like known about it. And then I really liked the fact that like Chatterbait was really different, but I feel like it wasn't really more for my style of like, I kind of like more like girlfriend experience or like, you know.
Okay. So were you watching cams before, like for your own personal, like, or was it more just as like, once you decided you were kind of thinking of getting into it, more of like a research thing? Like, was it something you started out actually being into?
Yeah, I actually always was more fascinated with like the girls on there and like just like how their demeanor was like talking to men online. I really like got I did get like attracted to it, but
there's something so hot about that. Like, I know exactly what you mean. Like,
I'm like, oh my god, this girl's telling me what to do, like through a computer screen or whatever.
I love like a chick who will just kind of calmly, quietly sit there. Like, I'm not when I go to a campsite. I'm not looking for like a chick who's seeing how wide her asshole opens, which is like a few of these.
Gosh.
I'm looking for like this quiet chick who, like, once she's made $1,000, she might show you a nipple. Like,
those girls are the girls I wish I could be. They're so they got it down.
They just have it. You're just
born
with that.
They just naturally have it. But that's why it's so good. There's a variety for everybody. So, but yeah, after a while, you definitely do start to research it and like. I don't know, now that there is a lot more competition, especially with like OnlyFans is really popular, like it's also like, I know a lot of, I would like buy content just kind of see what was like different on everyone's pages, like not to like just to kind of like think like what else people do out there, you know, because you want to keep people like entertained as you keep going, you know.
So right, and I mean, if you're gonna do anything, I mean, like if you're gonna start any like job or hobby or fucking anything, like you should abuse the internet as a resource.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, no matter, as soon as I get a new idea in my head, I'm like, I'm a runner now. I'm gonna join the subreddit. I'm gonna fucking post in there. Like I, you know, you do all that. It's interesting to me that you started buying other people's like OnlyFans content and shit to like. Study and see like what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, it's nice. Honestly, the one thing that I was like first introduced to in the cam community, outside of just being like a viewer, is JOI.
What is
and
that?
And if anyone, JOI, what it is it's jerk off instruction.
Okay.
And I was oh my gosh, like people pay for that. And so like, I remember I like bought this guy's JOI. And he's like one of my favorite porn stars like ever. Like he's an actual porn star. And
was it for?
So, like, I'm gonna.
Did he specify if it was like to a girl or to a guy watching?
It was actually a guy to a girl, which is really different. But then I also followed another girl, and I watched her JOI that she just like posted on the feed when I subscribed, and I was like, oh my god, that's like really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was one of the first things I was like, oh wow, would have had no idea.
Right. So okay, walk me through like the days before, or like the days where you decide to start doing this. And like, what is that emotional fucking roller coaster? Because I'm sure it's so scary to get started.
It's really scary. I mean, now I'm doing it like full time as of like probably like 7 months, 6 months ago, 6 months ago now almost.
Yeah.
But it first started, I was living somewhere and then I moved to where I was now. And I had just like more freedom. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a go, you know, because I'm 23. So I was like still living at home and stuff. And then like I moved away. Finally got my own thing. I was like, I'm just going to do it. I was like, I don't do it. Like, I'll never know in life, like if I would have been good at it or if it was for me or not. Cause like, yeah. I would have just, for how much I already thought about it, I was like, I might as well just do it. And then it was nice. And then I did it part-time through school. And then like after the pandemic, I went back to my serving job while I was still doing it part-time. And I just hated it. I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? Like,
right. So wait, just, so how like, old were you when you started?
I was 23.
Okay.
So now I'm turning 24. So I've been doing it for a year now. So it's like, I'm not like the most experienced, but.
Right. And where were you definitely. In life at that point? Like, were you in school? Were you coming out of school?
I'm still in school too right now. So okay. I was like just starting actually like my, cause I like had like a civilian job for like a few years and then
right.
I had an opportunity to like move to an island and like vibe for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
the then, Epstein story.
Yeah. You know, I just met some people, but
Jeff.
Yeah. And then I finally just like, wasn't going to live back at home. So then I just moved out and then I was like, I'm going to do it. And then that's basically what happened. I just kind of just said, I would regret it if I didn't. So,
yeah. So you're basically just like in a position where you're like, okay, I can either do something to make money right now, or I can move back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
I mean, it wasn't really more about the money thing. It was just more like, I had the freedom to do what I wanted, and an interest of mine was just giving a job like that a go, you know, because I wasn't going to go back to my career yet. Like, I wanted to have flexibility with a job, you know?
Right.
When doing school.
Yeah. And so, like, was that the biggest, what were the biggest, like, pros in your head of it to you? Is it, like, that you could really choose the hours that you wanted, that you wouldn't have to have a fucking boss? Like,
definitely not. I mean, I didn't always go along with my bosses. At all my jobs, but I would say I think it was more just like the flexibility of my schedule, you know, and like being able to just have like money coming on any day of the week, you know, not just like every 2 weeks or you know.
And what were the negatives in your head of like why you shouldn't do it?
I mean, I think obviously like, you know, what everyone would think, or like if I would disappoint my family or anything like that, you know. I still kind of keep like that part pretty private, but that's like I think everyone's first initial thought, you know. It's like, oh, what are people gonna think of me? But at the same time, I was like, just you kind of get selfish and you're like, I'm gonna do it.
it feels like societally now there's kind of been this transition where
really different really fast.
Yeah. And it's also like, I feel like, for example, if a girl were to start like doing cams or like an OnlyFans, I feel like her girlfriends now are like, girls in their 20s, they're all like, fucking do it, like I wish I could do it, like that's kind of feels like that's the attitude they would have. Like, I don't think chicks would be like, all right, we're gonna stop talking to Stacy, she's a real fucking you know, like, I don't think that would be the vibe. Like, I think all of the girlfriends that I know would be like, yeah, I would fucking do one tomorrow if I didn't have my job right now. Like,
yeah, I would hope every person, I know that's definitely not every person, but I think, I don't know, I feel like people are more confident people now for the most part, so.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
For other people to feel the same way, I would hope so, at least. Like, at least I'm the same way, I surround myself with the same people, so.
Right, and the fucking family thing, I think, is, like, the biggest thing. And it's also, like, you gotta use the fucking fake name, and I assume it's not that hard. Like, if somebody... like, I think people are so bad at holding secrets and they like want to share in like spicy shit, especially if it's sex, you know, like nothing really excites people. Like, oh my God, yeah, fucking Courtney from high school, dude. And like all your friends are like
that.
Yeah. All your friends are like, I got $8. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, they're joining the OnlyFans and like, if a hot chick from my high school started OnlyFans and it got around, I would be like, yeah, I would subscribe to any chicks that I know. Her OnlyFans, like if it's a friend, just because I'm like, A, support, B, I'd love to see any of my friends naked, you know, like just out of curiosity. So,
Yeah, it's so crazy. Everyone's is different too, though, so it's kind of fun to just see, like, a lot of girls be posting lewds, or like some people just post, like some people post crazy stuff on their
Yeah. I assume though
profiles.
guys are still kind of shitty and judgmental about.
Oh, dude, there's still scammers, especially like that's the number one thing about like online sex work is there's a lot of like scamming and dishonest people. You know, there's always like there's like bad parts obviously to the job too, you know. So
Yeah.
like another thing to think about when you start a job is like, oh, like everything can be just saved or linked or whatever, you know. So like, but at the same time, like,
Well, what do you mean by that? Like, what is like by people who scam
oh
in
my
that industry?
gosh. Okay, so there's like a few, but like I've definitely, I remember, I think every cam model can most for the most part kind of agree to this, but like there's guys who like scam you for like shows and stuff. So
Hmm.
when you're like a baby cam model and you're just trying to learn stuff, like I remember this one guy who's like, hey,
Like private shows.
yeah, like a private show, I'd be like, oh, like Skype, okay, whatever, or like Zoom or whatever
Yeah.
platform you use.
And you didn't get paid first.
Because he's like, oh, I'm gonna teach you tips, all this stuff, which it did help me, I'm not gonna lie. Some stuff like called me, but I was like, dude, this guy's getting a free show basically. And then also, like, I did have one really bad scammer, and he like got like a whole night with
For
no ad.
free?
He got a whole night for free. I'm like,
Oh man. But that feels like
I
almost
was
like
like,
a
after
lesson
that,
you
I was
gotta
like,
learn.
no more. Like, first 2 weeks, I'm like, welcome to the world. I'm like, hell no.
That's got to be so soul draining to like put on a
Oh.
whole sex show and be like, fuck, I'm not even getting
Oh
paid for
my gosh.
that.
And you just like have to listen to every request you're like, and every request they're comfortable with. You're like, what the fuck? I
For
can't
me, that
believe
sounds
it.
like if I like said yes to a gig and I just bombed horribly for like an hour and then they're like, yeah, we can't pay you for that.
Oh my gosh, that happens for, oh my gosh, every sex worker definitely will relate to that. The
But that's so funny to me that there are dudes who
scammers.
are trying to finesse free fucking cam shows. Like,
You know that's all they do. They're so good at it. Like, I don't even know. Like, they're just professional scammers, honestly.
was there a part of you that's like, but the funny thing is, like, they're not getting money off of you. They're like using your time. And I'm sure a
That's what
lot
I'm
of it is like
saying.
control of like,
Yeah. Oh, it's such a control thing. Like, yeah, that one call is like, the hell? But
yeah,
other
you're
than
like,
that, you know,
what
there's.
hour was it? Were you like 14 hours in and you're like, fuck, I don't think.
I was like, this man is not giving me my money. I had like shopping carts and shit. Like, he made me go online shopping. I was like,
Oh my God.
was so funny. And that ended so quick. But other than that, you know, I got the OnlyFans, like, they cancel their credit card. And then after you cash out your things, you're like a negative balance in OnlyFans and all that kind of crap. So
So
that's the
they can
scam
like
part too.
fuck you over and like get the money back like on
Yeah, but I don't
OnlyFans.
want to leak this. We're
Yeah.
not promoting scamming, but
Now pay for your content, folks.
of
Patreon.com
course.
slash lovefur and OnlyFans.com/AutumnSugarX.
Yeah, but there's always those people, you know.
So what's the lesson there of like always get fucking paid up front? Like
Oh, well, yeah. There's a
if I
lot of really, there's a lot of really smart girls who only do like tributes, and those girls are like really like, they'll do like more femdom, or you know, they're
Yeah.
just, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
But
I
also, like, UK sex workers are elite.
say that again. What was the first part of that?
UK sex workers are elite.
Oh, are
They're
they
like,
like the top of the top? You
they're so good. All of them are so good at what they do.
don't think it's just the accent?
No.
You don't think that adds to
I
it?
think they're just really, like, way past us on that.
That's so funny because in
We're
stand up, we're like America's 40 years ahead of everybody. We're like the UK is 30 years behind. They have no idea what they're doing. But
Yep.
in every industry, there's like a different country that's like fucking tearing shit up.
Yeah, there's like everyone has something above everyone else.
Yeah. I feel like
Y'all got that one thing.
if I was a like a cam girl and a dude was like, all right, I'm buying the private show. I feel like I would have, at that point, I would just light up a cigarette and be like, are you fucking paying up front? What's going on? You know?
Yeah, right.
Not going through hell again. All right.
That's literally how I feel. Yeah.
So what about like have you ever had like one of the Patreon questions we got was somebody was like, did you ever have any scary experiences? And I assume what scary experiences are, aside from just like a maniac like writing inappropriate shit, would be like somebody finding out about your shit, like somebody from real life, you know. Has that ever happened to you where it's like, oh, this bro from college is now sending my shit around?
there's times you can get scared, you know, like I remember the first time I really felt scared was like, because, you know, you have the option on some cams to like not show your face, like when you're nude or something like that, or like, right. like sometimes in public, like you can't get naked, but like at mine, like you can get naked, you can masturbate, all that kind of stuff. So like the first time I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of scared to like masturbate with like my face showing like on the camera. But I was like, because, you know, every girl's different, right? So you see girls who don't even, you know, but for me,
yeah,
I was like, no, I kind of want to do it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna like, I do it sometimes, you know, but like, I think that was the first time I was like really like scared. I was like, fuck, this shit's real, you know?
So yeah, so you're just like masturbating, and the whole time in your head, you're like, shit is really real out here. Like, you're just
fucking afraid. Yeah, shit's really real out here. Or like, I don't know, sometimes like, you can like push the limits with your body, and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, well, there's some
crazy stuff that people do, but I've definitely done a few. I'm like, oh my God, okay, now like,
have you hit the point, because like as a comic, right, like I just think there's so many parallels all the time with like,
oh my gosh,
industries. But with us, it's like you get a little nervous before every show.
Oh yeah,
like do you still have that?
Maybe sometimes if I don't know who's in my room, you know.
Yeah,
but I do know what you say, like, if you, I don't know, like, maybe not so much.
Slight spark moment of like, all right, here we go. Like, we're fucking.
I'll usually, when I do like my one-on-one ones, I'm like, oh my God, who's behind the camera? Like, how's this going to go? I'm like, with public shows, I'm like, I don't really care. Cause it's like a lot of guests who can't even talk to me.
Right.
But if it's like a one-on-one show, I'm like, oh fuck. Like, do we vibe or no?
So do you, when you're doing like a one-on-one, do you ever see the other person?
It just depends to them. Like, they have the option to turn their camera on, have their mic on, turn their, all of that off. So sometimes it's like a person showing me them, but they're not talking and they're just typing or like.
Right, right.
Just their voice.
Does that camera ever come on and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, like, you know, do you ever get startled?
I don't. Okay. Sometimes like I'll like remember what people's like dicks look like, you know?
Yeah.
I think like one time for me, I'm pretty sure this happened. If you guys want to hear like a crazy story, there's this guy and he would like ask me to call like his balls a specific name. And I could have sworn, because I like look Bert pretty and Ernie. Good. I look pretty good on the webcams. Okay. Like sometimes, you know, and he kept like, he's like, refer to my balls. So I do it. Right. And then
that is
like,
such when I looked a funny at his line.
Webcam, I don't think he had ball sacks.
Okay.
And I think I literally just saw his dick. Like, I don't think he had ball sacks. And like, I think he still had the sensation. You think he had like there.
Testicular cancer or something?
He had to get maybe. And like, then he got them removed and like, he had the sensation of his ball still. But I don't know. I could be crazy.
I could. That totally makes sense to me, though. A guy like.
Like, that's, you know, people can lose their leg and then they still have the sensation of their leg, like
phantom balls.
That should be a username. Like, I swear, if not, then like maybe I'm just thinking of it. I was shook.
Well, I think that's one of two things. Oh, like, I think that's one of two things. It's either the guy is like, okay, I really miss my balls and I'm not willing to say goodbye yet, so I'm gonna pretend I have balls. Or he's got a real sense of humor and he's like, he's the kind of guy you start blowing him and he's like, yeah, lick my balls. And then you look and you're like, there are none. He's like, yeah, I know. I got you. You know what I mean?
It's Frank. Like, Frank.
Yeah. But I love that line. Refer to my balls. I'm going to start answering people's questions with that. Like, how's your day going? Refer to my balls, please.
Okay, give him a name. Give him a nickname.
Yeah. Fucking. So that's I was going to ask too. You said like the way you feel going into it kind of depends on who's in the room, which makes it seem like you kind of know the usernames you see, you know, you kind of know your regulars essentially.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like any other job. If you recognize like a regular, like maybe you're a regular, someone that you like recognize people, it's very common in any job, I feel like. So.
Right. What do you feel like makes somebody a regular to you? Is it just like, you think you just have the right look that they're going for, like the right personality? That like turns
Are you them- saying like, why do people become my regulars?
Yeah. Like, what do you think it is?
Definitely outside of maybe my looks. I think my personality too, like everyone looks for, like you brought referred to the quiet like, girl.
Yeah, I immediately know which chick turned me on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So for me, like, definitely bubbly girl, you know. I think that keeps people staying for the most part, but right. Some people just will not contact me unless they like are like, I just want to see what you look like. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, I need to look at you today and like hit me up, you know?
Right.
So, but regulars for sure, like, they want to talk to you a lot more. They actually like, you know, they enjoy conversation a lot more than most. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think the average, like, I don't know if the right word is customer, but the average like viewer, the average person who follows, like, who do you think the average person is? Do you think it's guys?
I don't think there's an average person.
Do you think it's like just a really wide spectrum of like everybody's here for a different reason?
I really do think it's a wide spectrum. Like, every person I talk to is like different.
Yeah. Like, I could see that.
And like literally all ages, like all sexual backgrounds, like, yeah. I'm not one average person.
Yeah. Cause and what do you, would I would assume it's like 95% men, right?
Yeah, I only have like maybe one girl, two girl like people online.
Yeah, I would assume that's like
more girls follow me though, please, please.
Well, women don't like paying for things, so that's like.
Oh my god! I know, we're so spoiled.
I can tell you as my experience as a waiter.
Women, oh my gosh. They're like, do not like, you're like, bitch, no.
Yeah, I used to, when I was like coming up, I was working in like Jewish restaurants in Brooklyn.
Oh, and, my god, nice.
Yeah, we were making good money. Like, I was like 18, I was making like $50 an hour cash. And nice. You know, being an 18 year old idiot, I somehow went into debt doing that. What? But anytime a woman would tip me, I'd be like, holy fuck.
Really? Damn, when was that? When was that?
It was very rare. It was just, you know, it was always.
Hey, I hate that. I hate that for you.
Well, because women, like, you guys kind of feel like you don't have to pay for anything because you're like, you're all mostly hot. So, like, you're like, yeah, you know, what would I pay him for? He's lucky to be in my presence. Men are like, here's $20. Out. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to look at me.
No, I'm just kidding. Nah, that's so hilarious.
Yeah, but I mean, we're fucking around. But that first, like, do you feel like over the last 7 months you've gotten like noticeably better at the job, like the performance aspect of it?
Yeah, definitely performance aspect. I would say like you kind of get more comfortable with it as you go, you know, and like some days you really like, for me, I do get attracted to like doing the job, right? So like I will get turned on obviously during the show, but I remember I took like a break for a while because like mentally I just wasn't feeling like myself or like creative enough. So like that was really like, that affected my income a lot. And it was for like at least like a couple months.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crap because like I couldn't even like really feel like sexual. And then like I remember I tried to go on one day and I just like knew people like felt my bad vibe and I was like, okay. So.
Yeah. Cause there's so much, like sometimes in life, like, you just don't want to have sex, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just gone. That drive's gone. Like, I get that where I actually like had to kind of learn a lesson where like at one point I was like, man, like, I don't feel like having sex with my girl. Like, does that mean I shouldn't be with my girl? And then I thought, wait, but who do you want to have sex with right now? And I was like, no one. I don't want to be around anybody. I took that misplaced, like, you know, just that sometimes you just are antisocial and you don't want to fuck, you know, you'd want to just lay in bed and watch a documentary or some shit or just like mope, you know, and you have to go through those moments. But so if you do it wrong, you can like mistarget that at like your job or like your relationships or the, you know, the other people in your life. Like, I know sometimes when I'm being a cunt, like, cause like I'll be talking to my brother or something and I'll just have a fucking attitude. And then immediately I'm like, oh, I'm just in a bad mood. This has nothing to do with him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just like your shit getting into it. But I'm sure with your job, that's like, those are the months where you're like, all right, I'm retweeting an old video now.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. I would say like having like extra content is good, but like, that's like so hard sometimes.
Yeah. It's hard to keep making shit. Like,
it is sometimes. You're like, holy crap. Like, but there's no, like, creativity comes and goes, you know? So.
Right.
That's why, yeah, just build relationships to keep you busy and, like, you know, but being creative sometimes, like, you can take a break too.
Yeah. Well, creative people are, you're supposed to be lazy. That's a part of it. That's like
that's so smart.
That's a part of the process is
unwinding. Like
good ideas kind of come from when you're sitting around like, fuck, I haven't done anything in a month. Like that's when you kind of start, you know, thinking of something.
Yeah. Your shit just gets, you get like your sense.
Yeah. So that when you were, sense. When you were like in that period of, you know, where you're like, fuck, like, I don't, like, I just feel shitty as a person. You know, I don't really want to make new shit. Were you like, should I just stop doing this? Did you start thinking like, should I go, should I do like another gig?
Yeah, that's kind of, that kind of leads into like the other part of like my job. So like, yeah, I was not working at my serving job anymore. And this is like a few months after deciding to do that full time then. And then like, I was like, oh my God, I'm just not feeling it. Like I can't have sex, you know, right now I'm not vibing.
Yeah.
And so then I did start to dance. And like that part, I kind of do both of them. It's a good balance.
That is so the opposite of how I expected you to treat that. You're like, man, I'm not feeling sexy. I should strip.
Well, I guess I felt sexy. I think my mind was just like not in like the whole like intimate part of it where like it's, we're intimate. And I was just like, I need a break. And so then I like just decided to dance because like I've always been like a dancer my whole life, so I was like, okay, it'd be kind of fun too. And then I also was, this is post quarantine, being in my house all the time, online in my house all the time, so I was like, right. I miss human interaction. So like the strip clubs opened up where I was at, and yeah, that part is kind of like newer to me. But
so that, but I assume that's kind of similar to like jumping into camps too, of that, that new like anxiety and fear of like, all right, fuck.
Yeah, that's a whole other vibe too. So
yeah, because it's like a both are very vulnerable things to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now I've definitely been like favoring like webcamming more and like
well, I hope so. It's fucking, everybody's got COVID out here and shit.
I know, right? It's definitely like really good to just continue being like focused on right now, you know, while I can, while I'm still creative.
Do you talk to me about that first stream you did? Like, what was the first stream? How did you feel? What did you do? I want to know like all of it.
Oh my gosh. I remember like, so when you first start cam modeling, like you'll get sponsored really well for like your first 2 weeks of being a model.
Yeah.
So like you get a lot of more.
So like they'll like, boost you?
Yeah. They'll like give you like a better starting like front page ranking.
Right.
Not the top, of course, but, and so they'll know like your new model and you'll be at the top of it. And I just remember I had like 350 viewers like as like I got tipped and stuff, and I was like with guests and stuff, like guests and like combined, you know, like it was like,
did you say it was your first time?
Or like, yeah, I was like, guys, I'm new, blah blah blah. Yeah. Like, oh man,
that must have really like added to it.
It was, yeah, I was like oh fuck, there's like 300 people watching me and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know. And so like, but I did try to like not show my face a lot. I'd be like this and be like, oh yeah, like blah blah blah, like, or like you have to like show your face, but like if I was like doing stuff, but a lot of dancing. It's better to start out hella twerking.
You think it's better to start out in a room of 300 people or a room of 3 people?
300 for sure. I'd rather it molded me. No, 300. I mean, it's nice when it's like popping, you know, but like back then I didn't know how to do my settings, so I was just so overwhelmed.
What do you mean your setting?
Yes, like you have settings where like not everyone can talk to you, you know, and then like certain people like pay to like have you like add them, and so that they can like DM you. And like back then I didn't know, so like any person who was on there could just like message me, and then that's where you start meeting the scammers and stuff. And so yeah, then I blocked that setting, and then yeah,
right, because I also assume like a lot of that job builds you up into having some thick skin. Because for the most part, when I see comments and shit on sites like this, it's like, it's just guys like simping and being like, holy fuck, also, Barbara.
We love the simps.
Yeah. Just being like, oh my God, I'd crawl through glass just to, you know, like does that kind of like worship shit. But
oh my God, they want to be locked in cages and stuff. They don't want
to. Yeah. Every once in a while, you see a guy with an attitude in the comments who's like,
oh my God. Yeah.
You know, but. What I'm sure, and I'm sure it hit, because like it's the same thing as, you know, reading comments about yourself and shit. Like, if people, the internet is just people shitting on each other. So you're on camera though, like as you read the thing, do you have to like tell yourself like, all right, chill out, fucking, you know?
I feel like I like to talk shit to them sometimes. I don't know, I definitely don't give a shit, but a lot of girls are just like, I just pretend they don't even read it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But for me, I'm like, I won't like talk shit to them, but I'll be like, yo, not chill, or, you know, yeah, every once in a while, if it's like something crazy, I'll be like, fucking tip me or something then. Like, I don't even know.
Well, because like a lot of these chicks, I think, have like a moderator that like runs the room too, right?
I think that's more like common. Like sometimes, like if there's like, I don't think it's that advanced. Like mine is like an HTML website. It's definitely not like Twitch, you know?
Right, right.
So, but there is some like editing, like they could edit certain things for you, like while you're doing it, or like add like certain, like a really popular thing online is like just links to your other profiles.
Right.
So that's like, they can like set that, or when games, when you, like token banners.
Yeah. When you started out, did you have like, did you like have like in your head, like, all right, this is as far as I'm going to go, like in terms of like,
yeah,
sex acts?
That's actually a really good question, because whenever I do talk, this is actually I kind of use this for a lot of things. If someone's like considering like taking a change of route, you know, whether it's like a job or work, like moving, like make like a will do and do not list, you know? So that's what I did, like for this situation, is like, why is this good or what is bad, you know? And right. So mine had like, I still have the list to this day. Like I still look at it and I'm like,
there's just nothing.
Some of
the
shit's
do.
Like swip slopped.
You just says, like, do it all, bitch.
Yeah. Like I remember I did like, I would never pee on camera. And I'm like, look at me pee on camera.
That's what I was wondering, because like certain things like must get crossed off that list of like shit.
Yeah,
you
some stuff you're like, oh.
Yeah, because like sexuality in itself is like progressive, like, or like, yeah, you know, it gets, you get more and more comfortable with shit. But there's this amazing comedian, Patrice O'Neill. He was like one of the best of all time, but he had these like really amazing insights into relationships and like sex. And he said this really, I just heard him the other day. He was talking about like every woman, like she does sexual things that when she was younger was like, I would never do that.
Oh yeah.
Which is, you know what I mean? Gosh. Like how many girls are like at 20 or like, I would never do anal. And like by the time they're 27, they're like, that's the only way I can feel anything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, my Absolutely. Heart is cold and this is what I need. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
What
that's,
is like,
yeah, that's
the
definitely
dirtiest,
like,
thing
it's just exposure,
done?
Right? Like if you're, I've tried, yeah, everything, that's kind of mindset.
Yeah, that's kind of like the way I feel about like most sexual things. It's like,
most
do
things.
Do I have a desire to pee on my chick? Not really. Would I try it? Maybe, yeah. Like,
of course. There's,
why not? You know?
Just because it's like not that messy. Like,
what is like the dirtiest thing you would say that you've done on like,
oh my god.
Do you think you're dirtier like in the private, or do you think it's like consistent?
What?
Do you feel like you're like, you go for it more in a private show, or is it pretty,
yeah, good? I personally like cum shows, like what we call it, cum shows on the streaming platform,
right,
like publicly are like different, you know, because you can kind of make it like a group one if you want to, but if you're just like a bunch of non-tipping like guests, that's like kind of like, it doesn't really feel fair almost, you know, like,
yeah,
but you do it still, so everyone can have fun, you know, depending if that's like your thing or not.
You kind of got to read the vibe of the room, right?
But,
and be like, are these guys paying? Are these guys fucking?
Yeah, like I want to give a show for you guys. You know, I'm trying to take,
yeah,
care of you. But other than that, like, yeah, there's like one person where like I'll do like really aggressive, like, I'd be completely honest, like really aggressive anal, and
yeah,
like I, like, I'm not gonna lie, afterwards I bled for like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, kind of intense, you know. So like
we,
that was,
we finally,
like,
have something in common.
Let's do. Like, been there.
because that's like my favorite, I think, like specific porn niche is like painful anal, where it's like
that one.
Yeah, like, it's,
oh,
so,
oh yeah,
it's so funny. I have a girlfriend that I talk porn with, and I was like telling her, she's like, yeah, painal, like that's my thing.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's what it's called. Oh my god, yeah, that's crazy.
Talk
that's
me
crazy.
Through real, like, what is very aggressive anal, and why do you only
anal? That's literally like everyone. Maybe I've never watched it before, so I want to say like watch it. But
oh yeah, there's some great shit. Reddit.com/r/painal Go to like the top of all time.
Reddit. Oh,
or like
Reddit.
An accidental anal. Like that's, I don't know.
I'm not putting my Reddit on, but I do have a Reddit.
Yeah.
I love Reddit. Anyways, yeah. I mean, it just depends. I think like if it's more like a mental mindset, like I can't do it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But
does any part of you enjoy that?
I think like I don't enjoy during it, but then afterwards I'm like on a high, kind of like, you know, yeah. Or like after, like it's definitely not comfortable, you know?
Right. And then, like, you're like, there's like, a whole pineapple in my ass right now. This is not, yeah. She's like, would you like that?
Oh, I cannot. No, that's huge.
But like, okay. I want to hear about this.
Okay. So I have before, like, I'll usually play with myself before, like I have to like come before I do that. So I usually like, masturbate. Really? Yeah. And like, I've actually tried like using a douche before, but I think that's what made me bleed low key. Like that plus that.
Yeah.
Like the two together, like I think made me have that really crazy experience.
So like before you even like get into the private, you're like, you have to get an orgasm out of the way.
I usually, and I think that's why it helps. Like when I have a successful one, I'm like, okay, it's literally because I was like feeling it, you know? Mm. So
see, I would think it would be the opposite. I would think it'd be like, well, I guess that's like the whole like you guys can come a lot, we can only come once because of feminism, right? Or whatever the laws.
What did you say, feminism laws?
Yeah, but like, because that's the interesting thing. When a guy comes, he's like, get, you know, leave my house, I don't want anything to do with you. When a girl comes, she's like, yeah, she's like,
no, it's such a different type of like I don't even know. It just, it's not comfortable. So get as loose as possible is what I would say, and just using a glass piece is like the best thing down there, I'm not gonna lie. So I do that personally.
But why? Then, why is glass?
And then I just kind of get into a character, and luckily the shows are like not that long, you know? So it's not like I'm doing it forever. But if it was longer, I would definitely not do it. Like the timeline that we do it at is perfect.
Okay. And why is glass the preferred?
Oh my God. For me personally, I like it because it's like soothing. And it just doesn't have as much like friction.
Yeah.
So less friction. That's why.
Yeah. Because I always think like if you were like the whole world of anal, I would think it would be a lot easier when you're alone, because then like you're in charge of how much lube is being used. You know what I mean? Like you're in charge of the pace, as opposed to like some dude, like, you know, actually like fucking you from behind.
Yeah,
where it's like there's a lot of trust there. Where
you're also like the one doing it, so you're like, I don't want to do it. And you're like, okay, I'm doing it. I don't even know how to explain it. Like you're like the fact that you're doing it, you kind of like you're like thinking about it more versus if someone was just
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first like minute or two of anal is always uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's usually the first like 2 minutes for sure. Like, and then after that, you're good. You know.
Which is, and here's the thing, like. Anal is like the big ticket these days. That's the thing everybody wants. Yeah, like
really? Anal?
Like guys want to see your butthole. That's what they want to see. They want to see your tits and then your butthole. Like that's the ultimate like thing.
Oh my God, I love those type of guys, but I don't even know. Like my guys are just like, you're like, nah. I'm like, why?
Like, because
I guess maybe it's just like visually like a thing. Like maybe.
I think it's a lot of things. I think also like porn really sets the trends of what we want, and porn really conditions us. Mm-hmm. And like from what I understand, girls who do porn, like I've like seen like behind the scenes shit of like my favorite people, and they're like, you know, they'll even like show like the interviews that when the stars like meet each other and shit. And one of the guys was like, do you do anal? And she was like, I haven't. He's like, you know, if you don't, you're not gonna make any money in this business.
Oh my God. I think I heard that same story.
Yeah, it seems like very prerequisite of like if you're in porn, you like have to do anal. Because that's like all guys want to see.
Yeah, there's a caption on my OnlyFans. I'm like low-key a simp when it comes to anal. So like for me, that would just be really hard to like always have to like be able to perform for that, you know? Right. But on my OnlyFans, there's a really funny caption. If you guys want to see it, it talks about anal.
You're not even gonna give us a second.
I'm plugging it.
But so, do you have to like mentally be like, all right, this is how many days a week I could do an anal thing? Like,
yeah, I definitely don't do it like days a week. I probably do it like every like once or twice a month max if I'm really feeling it. Like,
it's funny because that's like what I feel like anal is like in a relationship. Like, it's like a maybe a once a month.
Yeah, it's still the same for me. Like, yeah. I don't know. Just depends.
Yeah. What is
like, if we're being honest, like, anal's the best, like, if you get your ass ate before. So, like,
yeah.
How am I going to do that to myself?
I stopped eating ass. Like,
Oh my gosh.
I make occasional trips, I think I will make in the near future. But it's like, to me, it's the same thing as like, I kind of stopped fingering girls' asses too, because.
Yeah.
The problem is just for the rest of the night, like your left thumb just feels warm, or like it just, you know what I mean? Like, good luck making a sandwich after that.
Oh, like, God. Yeah. No eating.
Yeah. You're just so like in your head the whole night. You just feel it because it has the sensation of like being in something, you know?
That's so fucking crazy. Yeah.
Then you wash your hands 20 times. It doesn't matter. You still feel it. So to me, I kind of have this vibe of like, all right, I'm only going to approach that territory if I'm willing to go all the way. If this is just going to be that night, you know, because every time I've eaten ass, I've had that same like feeling. I'm like, God damn it. Am I going to die? Like, that's just me during the sex. I'm just,
am I going to have like the stomach flu or some shit after?
Yeah, you hear horror stories. Like, I've had friends who like sick for like 3 days, like, just,
dude, that's what, like, that's why, like, people, how excited can I get on this?
You go all the way. This is
okay. So like, there's like a request that people want like ass to mouth.
Yeah that's definitely, that's been gross. In my search,
that's like, why are you kidding me?
Yeah,
but you're disgusting.
Well, because in porn you want to see him go all the way. You know? That's what you want to see. Like,
no.
In porn, I want to know, like, all right, this shit is real, bro. Like,
no, it's not real.
Like, that's the hottest thing in porn to me is like,
oh my God, that's so wild. Okay, yeah. I guess I wasn't that X-rated then, but
apparently, as I found out, that if it's your own, it's fine. You can't, there's no health problems, but like,
wait, what? Really?
Yeah. That's why they do it. Whereas like, if it's somebody else's, that's when you have a risk. Yeah.
Where'd you read that?
I did some good Googling because there was another podcast that talked about it. So.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Please link me to that podcast, please.
Yeah. You're talking shit. Now you're about to start doing it.
Start researching.
Yeah. What is like, I assume you probably like fucking every day you get a request where you're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because everybody's got these like fucked up kinks because their mom did something to them or said something a weird way when they were 10. And now, yeah, like, you know.
I'm trying to think of like, I've had some really weird ass requests. Like, one, I want to talk about this person, but like, they get off on like embarrassment, so I'm not even gonna bring them up.
That would be like a great, like, that tweet.
he's got to pay for that tribute, so I can't even talk about it.
That's so funny. Wow, I feel like he's listening right now, like, God damn.
He's like, fuck, I want to go.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love a guy who gets off on that. That's so that's so great.
I don't even know though. I'm trying to think, like,
just post like a pro Trump Facebook status. He's like, there's
people who want me to like order DoorDash and then like flash them. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. That was like a big hot trend for a while back in the day. But
yeah, I remember that. Like, girls down the street and stuff, like, you know, which, yeah, that'd be kind of cool, but I don't really know about that.
I don't
trust people like that.
Yeah, that's,
I don't like people like exposing themselves to other people. Like, that's not really chill, you know.
Well, I honestly, though, I don't know any guy who's like, this girl flashed me her tits. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's some double standards there.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I
was just trying to deliver this pizza and she just pulls her tits out and starts sucking me off. And, you know, can I just have one normal day?
Yeah,
at work?
Just working.
Yeah. That, like, people make like fake videos like that where they're like, I tip the pizza delivery guy. And then it's like, or I like flashed the delivery.
I was literally just talking about that on my stream. I was like, what's up with these girls being like, I'm gonna fuck my Uber driver. And yeah. I'm like, are they really fucking the Uber driver? But there's no way.
Yeah, it's like, come on, lady. We know it's your brother.
Like, we know it's your friend. Like, what?
Yeah. Have you ever done like with like another guy or something on a stream or another guy?
I feel like not like a stream, but I do have like other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I just with mine, like we don't, it's not like a, it's just all females. So like you can't live stream it, but I know there's other channels where there's like couples, and those ones are kind of fun to watch if you guys haven't watched those. They're kind of interesting.
Right. But have you have you ever shot like a blowjob video or something like with somebody and put it like on OnlyFans and shit?
Yeah.
What is that conversation like with the dude? Because I always wonder, does the dude take a cut of this or is he just happy to be there?
No, he gets it for free. He gets the content for free and gets to keep it.
But that's it? He's just like, he's not getting paid. He's just like...
No.
Like, I on one hand,
friends who have, like, people who will, like, say, like, they're, like, you know, making content and, like, they, like, film together regularly, then yeah. But if you're just like, I'm like, you know, we're just vibing and whatever, or like, you know, I don't do it all the time at all, but like,
so if you like, when does that come up? Like if you're just like, all right, I think I'm gonna hook up with this guy, are you like, hey, by the way, I have an OnlyFans, you know, do you want to record this?
It's like next, I feel like, no, because like most people know like what I do, just needing me sometimes, but like a lot of girls will be like, but like before when I like didn't tell people, one of the main ones I have, like he suggested it and I was like, all right, yo, I'm gonna like saw that you go with that. He's like, yeah, just don't like show me. And I was like, okay, bomb. Yeah. So like that was kind of how that turned out. And then another guy, like, you know,
it'd be funny if they don't know and then they walk into your apartment, it's just, he's like, wow, you got a lot of ring lights.
They're like, oh my god, your room's like so like hip.
Yeah.
I have just like a dildo on your like,
yeah, what is that a statue? Oh, there, that it's like glass, so I couldn't fucking see it.
Rubber.
It's pretty. Yeah, it'd be, how funny it'd be, I had panda mine. There's like 8 dildos on my nightstand.
There's like fucking one for every day of the week.
Yeah. Would you say that like the pretty high majority of guys are down to like, eat, like get blown in a video?
I would say most guys would. I'm kind of like offended by guys who just like have known me and then they're like, I don't know, I just feel like if I'm not attracted to you and like, or you don't take it serious or anything, like don't disrespect me like that, like, you know, like, and I don't even go on a hunt looking for that kind of stuff. More like I do prefer more solo like type style of videos. Yeah, but yeah. I do like a variety, so I guess it just depends. But I would feel like people who I know will fit like the perfect like look or like just are chemistry, like I know, like you can tell, and you know,
right? See, like, yeah, my dick is like very average, so I would never like, I would never be like, yeah, totally, you can record this and put this online. Like that would never happen.
Yeah, I don't know, dicks are all different, so I think they're more worried about like the girl, like they don't really ever want to see the guy's face, you know.
Yeah
But dick,
it'd be great if you, it was just a floating like, dick. We don't even want to see the guy. We just want like a floating penis.
No, but why is it that like watching a girl with a real dick is better than a dildo? Like, because a dildo is a floating dick.
Yeah, well, dildos, they do nothing for me. Like,
they're just no, like, you just know. It's like,
yeah, there's just like dildos and those kinds of toys. Like, I just, they do less than nothing for me. Like, I can't, like, that's one thing I can't watch is like a girl like using a toy or like even using a vibrator on herself. And I'm like, all like, I really get off on a chick's pleasure. Like, that's like a big thing for me. But and when it comes to like watching something, if it's like her using a vibrator, I'm like, all right, who gives a fuck? You know, it's like, I don't want to see bad.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Like,
you're like, yeah, it's cool. You like it, but,
Yeah, I would rather just a girl just either just use her hand at that point.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting.
Because at least that, because in your head, then it feels like real and not like artificial, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, no, like I've had people who like want to shoot amateur stuff and I'm just like, you know, like I'm kind of just doing my own thing.
Right. There must be like,
because I do like webcamming. That's my thing, you know?
Yeah. There must be a lot of dudes who are just like, hey, you know, if you're ever shooting something, let me know. Like, I'll jump on, you know, no presh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, what would you say is like the, or you said, I think you said like intense anal was like the most serious thing you did.
Mm-hmm.
And did, give me like, what does that mean to you? Like, describe that to me, like vaguely.
What does that mean? I think like afterwards, it's just like your mental state. Sometimes it give you like, oh man, like you're like exhausted, and then like I'm also single, right? So like after something like that, you're like, okay, that was like intense,
right?
So I think that's more why, because like other than that, like it's just like fucking, right? So like even after you fuck, you're like, whoa, I'm tired,
right?
But that's just like a different form. There's actually like in the BDSM community called it's like play or after, and that's like things you do, so like you make sure that, you know, you're going to be okay, like, after experiencing that much emotion or endorphins or, you know, like,
sensation.
Like, that's not really a normal state. So that's kind of hard, like, sometimes when you're just, like, single and stuff. But at the same time, there's, like, I'm learning how to find certain things that make me feel good afterwards. So,
yeah, because that makes... I would never think about that, because like you're doing like a very, you're taking like a risk, you know what I mean? Like you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you're doing this new thing. And then at the end of it, like that person's not even in the room with you anymore. So it's like,
yeah, definitely not like, you know, a relationship or anything. You know?
Right.
Even though you have like a relationship, it's not like, you know, it's very different. So you're very, very much, I'm an independent person. So it kind of is like, oof, you know?
Yeah. And you said that you're single. Have you been in any relationships while you were like camming?
Not over like the past like year of like camming. Like I have had like consistent people in my life, but like I don't like tell every person that like I meet, you know.
So are you on dating apps?
No.
Interesting.
I know. I'm not really like a dating app person. Like I've tried it so many times for years.
I would feel like even as like a business thing, I would just like make a fake one and put your fucking OnlyFans link.
Oh shit. No.
Like yeah, I would get on every app and just fucking be like, yeah.
Wait,
you know?
Do that? Am I even a business
idea? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. You know, I'm sure
fuck,
it would get
just...
traction.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that and just get banned on every app. So there's no more.
But I don't even think you would get banned for that. I don't even think that's like a, you know.
I think you get banned these days.
You think so? I got banned on Hinge because they thought I was a Chinese bot.
Chinese bot? You're
yeah, they took one look at my dick. They're like, he's Chinese.
He's Chinese.
No, because I had this really bad habit of like every, when I was like really single, every night at like 3 a.m, I would just like send 50 copy paste, like, yo, what are you doing? You know, just like go
to
down
every person.
Yeah, just go down every fucking, because like
I would say if I did like any dating app, it'd probably be Hinge, but like I don't know, I don't really got time for a dating app. Like I don't really need that justification, or like I don't really have time to like just fun like message somebody,
right?
You know
I will
just not
say
for me
though,
in my
like,
in my time of my life right now, maybe is what,
yeah,
I'll say.
I will say though, like 90% of like I've been very lucky in that, like, and look, I hate women, but I've been very, I'm kidding, but
fuck you.
I've been, you just start, you're like, fuck off, dude.
I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah. But I have been very lucky in that I've met a lot of just fucking amazing women that like, I love, that are just great people. Like, you know what I mean? And I would say 90% of them I met through either a dating app or social media. Like you know what I mean? Like I have had meaningful relationships that have impacted me in my life. And
that's really good.
It's from that. So like I try to tell people, like if you use this correctly, it's like there's no, because it's the same people. It's the same pool of people. You're just, you know what I mean? It's like you're just you're seeing the whole net of what's in your fucking neighborhood or what's in your town. You know, but
yeah, I definitely feel you. I feel like that's why I'm in school right now full time, and I'm like, damn, I would meet so many more people if school's open right now. But obviously, like,
right,
that's not a thing. So I guess
yeah,
just
especially
I'm a pretty social person though, so I usually go out like and all that kind of stuff when I can.
And when you like, let's say you're like talking to a guy, like, do you tell them about what you do? Does it like, do you just get it out of the way? What's your like
thinking? Yeah, about? I don't really like care. Like, I'm like, I'm going to do this as a job because it's like any person I talk to like has to accept it, or they would not be considered like even. Yeah. If you don't support me, like, don't even be in my life. Like, honestly.
What kind of reactions do you usually get?
Like, oh, that, like, some people, like, don't really, like, not, like, acknowledge it. And some guys get, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes, like, I kind of been more, I guess, taking, like, a step back and, like, becoming friends with people for the most part.
Because guys can be very judgmental.
Yeah, some guys, like, I don't know if a lot of guys can handle, like, dating someone like this, you know? Like, I'd say that confidently, but I do think there's a lot of guys who are really accepting of it.
Right.
So, to, you know, whatever extent that is. But for the most part, like, I haven't really met too many, like, negative guys, you know?
Yeah.
There definitely are guys who just talk shit, but I don't really give it a crap.
Right. Yeah, because it's, like, it's all, like, dudes levels of, like, I have some friends that are strippers, and, like, I love strippers. Like, they're always cool people.
Love the strippers.
Yeah, but I don't know that I could ever be in, like, a serious relationship with somebody who is actively stripping.
Oh, really?
I just genuinely don't know. Like, maybe yes, maybe no. Like, I just don't know.
What's your reason?
You know, like a couple years ago, I for sure was like, oh, I'd be too jealous and possessive of that. But I think that has definitely loosened up with me because like I know more about the job now, and I know more of like, yeah, like this is a job. Whereas like I've definitely like gotten strippers' numbers before and shit, like when you're at the club or some shit like that. So like I know it's possible, but it's also like, you know, women. You either trust your partner or you don't, you know what I mean? Like no matter what their job is, like even if she works in an office, there's going to be other dudes there trying to fuck her.
What do you think about open relationships? Like, is that,
oh, I beg my chick every day.
You beg her every day. So then what's difference if you date a stripper?
I dated a girl once who was in an open relationship. I think the older I get, the more I'm open to something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like a conflict. Like, here's the thing, because men, like, we want new. Like, that's the way our brains are wired, you know? Like, unfortunately, because that's like why when you're in a relationship with a guy, he stops initiating sex after a while because you know what I mean? He's rather just lay there. Like, he doesn't hate having sex with you. He's just like, not excited enough because you're not new. He's accepted like, okay, I like this person. I'm gonna sacrifice my fucking sexual happiness and freedom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And obviously I'm fucking around a little bit.
Oh, I shouldn't have to be like that, but
yeah, but there's some truth to that. So
no, there is some truth, of course.
Yeah, but I think the older I get, the more I'd be open to something like that. But I'm also like, honestly, at this point in my life, because it's all like seasonal almost, like you go up and down in what you want and you're fucking,
oh hell yes, that's,
you know, true. Like mm-hmm. I honestly had, I was fucking so much and like,
hey.
But there were the highs and lows of that. but there's like the highs and lows of that, because it's like when you're fucking a lot, the one night when you want to fuck and you have nobody to bang, you're like, you like feel like the loneliest person on earth, you know what I mean? It's like 5 a.m. and you're like half hard and you're like, wow, this fucking sucks.
Your life's like this.
Whereas like at this point in my
life. That's where you need an online girlfriend. That's where an online girlfriend comes in handy.
Oh, e-girl.
That's why we're here.
I like at this point in my life, though, I don't have this urge to like be out fucking right now, because like the last few chicks I hooked up with, I very much had this feeling like as soon as I came of like, I'm very over this. I'm very over like having just throwaway sex with strangers.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, you have to get that out of your system. I think like all men need to like get that out of their system, or else like once you're in a relationship, you're gonna start thinking like, fuck, like I didn't reach my peak as like in sex, like in confidence, in approaching people. Like, you know, you kind of like, I have friends who are like that, who they're like, damn, I'm mentally just not ready to be in this relationship yet, because I'm like, I don't know that I can be the guy who walks up to a chick and gets her number. Like, you kind of need those validations for your own confidence as a man, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
But how do you feel overall that it's affected, like, your
dating?
In
my dating life?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been pretty good so far. Like, I haven't really had any, like, there was one person who, like, whenever I, like, didn't, I don't know, just fucked them a few times, and, like, it's like, hey, it's fucking this shaper camera. I told people, I'm like, bro, like, you're so obsessed,
Right.
like, I'm a person, you know? So I was like, I don't even know why you're talking about me. But other than that, everything else has been positive. So it's just, like, chemistry works or it doesn't, you know? Or, like, I don't
Yeah.
know.
You
It
have
hasn't
to
been too
like you have
bad
to look for
lately.
a very secure guy. Like
Yeah, and I definitely want someone who's just like goal driven, already is busy in like their own life with like a career, like just focusing on like a multiple things, you know? Like I like more quality over quantity of time with someone. So it's just like I need someone who understands like
right.
my schedule's flexible, but also like I'm still busy, you know?
Yeah. I get that. 'Cause I could also see like little shit, like a dude being like, oh, you don't want to hang out because you gotta like fucking stream right now. But it's like you have to think of it in the aspect of like it's more like, oh, you have to work. Like, you
Yeah,
know what I
no,
mean?
it's definitely work. I'm like, oh, like I'm just like, no, I'm always like I'm working tonight, like, you know, or I'm working like in the afternoon right now, or
Right. Yeah,
that
'cause like
doesn't
my
work.
job is a night job too. So it's like I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
this is the hour
Yeah,
that I
we wake
want.
up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon over here.
Yeah, that's it's this is how it is. This is the lifestyle, folks. How like in your head do you have like any kind of timeline of like do you want to continue just growing this? Do you want to eventually
Yeah.
pivot out like
I eventually like I mean I do like doing this for now. I know it's not like a job forever for me. I am in school right now, you know, so I'm going to school focusing on sales.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I'm really hoping that and if not, I have entrepreneurial like ideas as well too. But I am taking my like education very seriously, you know, so
Right.
that's kind of important to me. So I've just been focusing on that. And then my timeline for me personally, like I like to do this for the next like maybe like I like to do it for like 2 years and then maybe like consider like taking on another sales job or something like that, or
Right.
working individually on something that interests me, and I can make income off of it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like I know I can't live my life online forever. It's definitely not something I would
Right.
to
What,
do.
so just like quick questions. What is your favorite thing to do on camera? And my guess is nothing.
No, I really like okay, so I guess I would say I really like sexy dancing. I really love like being like a brat. I don't know what it is, but like I like when guys can like still kind of treat me like I'm gonna be completely I like to be treated like slutty, but like I like to have power. So like I love like being like telling me things and then I like taking control of you or like
Yeah.
just a little, and then if not, I would say really love my clients who just really appreciate like dirty stories, dirty talking, like,
Right.
you know, fetish type of stuff. Like that's more like an intimate, like really fun thing for me. But for public shows, I'd definitely just say like talking shit and like seducing and drinking. And
Yeah.
I
That's
wouldn't
right.
say like
Just
I don't, I would say like, or like role play is really fun too, depending on the role play.
right. 'Cause it's funny 'cause like when a cam girl is just like hanging out, you know what I mean, and just like talking, it's basically just podcasting.
Right?
It's just like you're
Yeah.
doing like kind of bad improv, like
Yeah, really bad improv. You have to like,
yeah.
yeah, and the
It's like,
conversation's
what's the
weird.
deal with cucumbers? You know,
Oh, are we gonna go on the cucumber topic?
no, nah, I was just kidding. But here's some questions from the patrons. I'd like to know what resources she used slash uses for ideas and support, like message boards, Facebook groups, etc. I assume it's a lot of like tweeting and retweeting each other and like
Yeah,
subreddits
engagement
to your
groups.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, definitely engagement groups is a big thing. Those are really popular in our community. I would also say I really utilize for like an offline is like there's like a stripper forum on Reddit that I like a lot. Reddit's really good. It's really tricky to figure out at the promotion thing because there's a lot of like filters and
Yeah.
like there's certain things you can and can't post on every single different one. So it takes a longer time. But the engagement is really good on in groups on Twitter and on Reddit. It's just
Right.
how you use it, you know. So I like that. But as for like ideas, I guess it just depends. Like I'll kind of, I like to watch, I really wish I could get more into like cosplay type of stuff, but I'm not really too educated in like all of the characters. So for me, like, I don't really think I'd succeed at it as well as these other girls do, but I love
Because
looking at
that chick, like
those.
Bella Dolphin, is like crushing it
Bella
right now.
Dolphin?
Like,
Bella Dolphin! Can I Instagram her? Can I see what she looks like?
her name's like Bella Delphine. She's like super fucking famous right now because, and she started out, I think, as like a cosplayer, and like now she does like videos on her OnlyFans.
Bella
But
Delphine.
yeah, I'm surprised you haven't
And
heard of her.
there's like,
She's like the big boss hog in that world, I think.
yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends. But for me, I think I mostly base it off of like the toys that I buy for myself. And I don't know, just like whatever mood I'm in, you know, because I do have different like
Yeah. This is, I
attitudes
think, is
in
an
the world.
interesting one. This girl says, what's her style? Like, does she take requests? Does she have a whole pre-planned display that she creates? Like, what would you think your style is?
Style. I would say I definitely like my live streaming aspects the most. But I would like to try to venture more into like custom requests
Yeah.
because I've done a few customs. I usually do more custom nudes or like I'll do like a lot of like reaction videos of
Right.
myself.
Let me ask you, how long is a, like, if you're gonna stream, like, how long is that stream?
It could be anywhere from like, say it's like a really like short day and like I just get a bunch of like privates. It could be
Right.
like 45 minutes. It could be 6 hours. Like I've been on stream like for like 3 hours, took like a 45 minute break, went back on and like was on for another like 2.5 hours or 2 hours. Usually
Right.
anywhere from like 3.5 hours for me personally is like a good range of just like, and then it starts to stay steady and you'll get like different time zones during that time period. So after like 3 hours.
Yeah, because sometimes it, because like
Good.
on, I know on like Chatterbait and shit, it tells you how long somebody's been streaming, and right? See, it's like this
Yeah.
girl's been streaming for 8 hours. I'm like, what does that
Yeah,
room
some girls.
smell like? That is like 8 hours of fucking, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, there's been days where I was like, well, I can't believe I was just on for like 5, 6 hours. Like, woof, you know, like that's
Right.
long shift, like let alone.
I'm gonna be like, woof,
It's
that was.
like, oh my girl, like I guess if it was active and popping, maybe, or like if you just had like so many shows that you were doing the whole time, you know?
Right.
But
Somebody else asked, do you find the work empowering? Like the
absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, affirm like 100%. I love it.
Right. Do you feel like it's
But I
built
think
up
that's
like
why
your
like I got
confidence?
into it. I got into it because I just loved the confidence of the women like on the camera. Like
Yeah.
when no matter what their background was, like I just remember when, like before I got into it, I was like, God, they're just so like they're just so confident or like they're just so like them, you know,
Yeah,
and
they're
like
in charge. They're in charge of the energy and that
yeah, and they
moment,
just
you know?
get like rewarded for it, so kind of.
Yeah. And this is, we'll make this the last question. This is from me. Who would you advise to give this a shot? Who would you advise not to?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I
I'm a
mean,
really interesting guy, Autumn. I don't know if you've noticed in the last 2 hours.
yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, that guy was a fucking freak. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I guess I would say if you've like really like felt like it's something that you would want to do, it doesn't hurt to try. Just know that like it is on the online world. But yeah, if you feel like you have a niche to yourself that people gravitate to or a certain look that you can use or I don't know. There's a lot of different people who can do really good and support you. So
Yeah.
I would say do it. If you can't handle criticism or you're like a paranoid person or if you're like maybe not in, I guess you just really have to care about other people's like pleasure. If you don't
Yeah.
really care about like making other people like feel good or happy or confident, like don't do the job because at the end of the day, you are like making someone feel good, you
Yeah, and
know.
I could
So
tell by the way
you
you
have to
said,
get
like,
pleasure out of that, however it is, you know.
yeah, I could tell by the way you said like your schedule is too. It's like every day just is very much like tuned to what's happening today. Who are the customers today? Who's
It
watching today?
fluctuates. It's a
Yeah.
fluctuating job.
Right. And I would think the person you'd advise not to do it is like, yeah, if you can't handle some dude in a comment, like, You look like a walrus if you can't handle that. And just like
a walrus. You look like a walrus.
I just threw out the first thing, you know, but
maybe like,
if you can't handle that, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. This was great. I really appreciate you coming on. Where can once again, where can folks hit you, find you? It's, what's your My Free Cams link?
It's My Free Cams / Lil _ Miss Tits.
What is it? Lil _ Miss Tits.
Lil _ Miss Tits.
Like MISS, right?
Lil Miss Tits.
Yeah. And OnlyFans is Autumn, AUTUMNCHEREX. Join the page. Yeah, check her. Oh, sorry. 2 R's. Check her out. Show some fucking support. Show some love. Go fucking, you know. Look, if you're me, you're paying $5 right now. Like, it's, or whatever it is. You're gonna be a little curious.
Yeah, give me a check out.
Yeah, if you guys enjoyed the episode, please take a second, share it online, post it to your story, tell a friend about it. Look, who cares if your boss sees it? You get fired, you start a fucking cam, change your life. You know what I mean? Spread the show, join the Patreon, get a fucking hoodie. You know the deal, folks. And check out these, support these gals. Check this out. Me and what my girl have been doing. We'll just like click through fucking 40 different streams and she'll just jerk me off while we watch.
Yeah, just like, tip them.
Yeah, fucking
tip.
Come
tip.
On, guys. You know, this is like the most like low effort rally. Come on, guys.
Like, just, yeah, you got it.
Autumn, thank you again. I really appreciate you coming on. This will be out Tuesday.
Cool. I'm excited. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys. Take it easy. Cheers.